With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you are dating this really cool girl and she like dresses really funky and she's funny and artistic and cool. And then you are hanging out in her bedroom one day and you notice there's a ladder by her window. And you're like, that's weird. And you like, you just kind of notice it. And then you think, oh, maybe it's about fire safety. And then you ask her about it. You're like, oh, what's up with the ladder? And she goes, oh, it's my neighbor, my next door neighbor, Sam. Sometimes he comes to visit and he just like will climb up the ladder and knock on my window. And you're like, oh, and then later that night, you guys are like fooling around and Sam knocks on the window and climbs in and just starts talking to you. And Clarissa, your girlfriend, acts like it's totally normal. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. I'm Kelly.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Ryan.
I think this is just the price you pay knowing Clarissa. Clarissa, darling, I think that's it.
No.
She's pretty bohemian, man. I say get on board or get on off.
So you have to, do you have to like include Sam in your relationship?
Lovemaking? Yes.
if that's what's going on, I really think that that relationship is wholly platonic, though, don't you?
I think he wants it.
I think he wants,
I think that's right.
He's climbing up that ladder every day with a fucking half
and
tub.
She's Clarissa. She's like, amazing.
She's amazing. She dresses funky.
She can tell you about everything.
Yeah, she can explain it all. Yeah.
You know, before you said Sam, I was having trouble like picturing where this was. And so we had talked about this before we went on air, where it might have been something we've talked about before.
Yeah.
My first thought was, we have never fucking talked about this before. We have never. I was like, a ladder? Like, first of all, I was scared that there was some like weird drop down attic in her room. I was
that's what I was expecting too. Yeah,
I was like, oh no, this is like, and
that's too scary.
We've just watched Haunting of Hill House.
I know,
so
it's
I was
true.
Very scared. About,
I wasn't doing that to you.
Oh, but you know, I mean, he wants it. Here's the thing. He's sniffing around too much. He's annoying, and she lets him just be around all the time.
Well, I think
she likes
household,
it though.
I know.
Yeah, I
think she's playing fine. Him. No, dude. She knows that he wants to fuck, and she's like pretending, like, oh, I don't notice it.
Here's the thing. She needs all the allies she can get because her mom is a space case. Mm-hmm. Her dad, I guess her dad is.
Her dad's also a space case.
Her dad is also a space case, but he's like a little bit more grounded. And then there's fucking Ferguson. Like, yeah, she needs some sort of ally in the war against the rest of the Darlings.
Well, that's the thing. If you're the SO then and you're noticing the strange Sam situation, like, and maybe you're feeling like Kelly was saying,
an
like,
SSS.
Okay, this guy is, you know. He's after something.
Well,
because
he constantly is like tenting it every time it comes mm-hmm. over, and yep. you notice. But Clarissa like pretends she doesn't notice.
Well, then do you tell Clarissa? Do you say like, "Hey, I can"?
Yeah, and every time she just goes, "Don't worry about it."
Oh,
but
God.
Do you say like, okay, "Hey, honestly, I understand"?
I'm
like,
not into. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm worried about it.
Right, but she's like insistent on it. She's like, "Look, either don't worry about it or get out."
I think that's the end. I think it's like, thank you for being so honest with me that this is so important to you.
You can't change her.
Goodbye.
No, there's no changing Clarissa, and I think like that's part of
that's
who
what
she
makes
is.
Her so, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's part
makes
of,
her rad.
Yeah, that's what makes her rad, and then when you find out part of her package is some dude climbing in her bedroom all the time.
I can
live with some dude. I don't mind it.
Okay, really think about this, Colin.
I'm thinking about it.
You are dating someone, you're really into them, you uh-huh. care about them a lot,
uh-huh.
and some platonic friend of theirs, knocks on their door, climbs into their bedroom all the time with no compunctions.
Yeah, okay. It
like
is a
he's
bit.
So at home that he just walks in.
He just walks in, and again, not through the front door.
But there is this like really chill guitar riff every time he comes in.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
I think what about a situation where you don't hear the guitar riff when he comes in? Let's say you're calling on the phone. It's late at night. Okay.
What if she says, but you know, every time he does it, there's that really cool guitar riff. And you're like, what are you talking about? I didn't hear any guitar.
Shit.
And then she like kicks you and she's like, watch out. You're going to get hit by the squigglies.
Wait, what is that from?
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
From the opening sequence.
Yeah. When she pushes them all around. Yeah. Yep.
Well, so what about this? You call.
You like this more now.
Yeah, you like it more. Okay, how about this? You call. It's like 11:30 at night, which is late for a teenager on a school night. Let's uh-huh. say it's a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. You have to call on a landline, of course.
Yes. And you hear like laughing. Okay, the cat is like back at it, burrowing with her head under the pillow to try and get this string.
This is a continuation of last week's problem.
The cat
is trying to eat string, and we can't focus on anything but this cat trying to eat string.
Her feline Pika is out of control. I now have witnesses to this. Okay. Just shove her on the ground.
She can't get to him. I'm keeping an eye on her. Oh, she's so close. I just checked under the pillow. She is mere inches.
You're too close.
She was just slowly wiggling her head under
the
pillow.
She really was. She knows what she's doing.
I do think the thing that you have to deal with here is that Clarissa is like the like godlike character in a surreal universe. And if you find yourself as part of that universe, like you're at Clarissa's whim, right? If she can like kick and like the squigglies come after you and like she's making guitar things happen when Sam comes to the window, like I don't know that I think you're powerless, but to accept Clarissa's reality.
Okay. So if you find yourself, this is not what my hot take was, but it's interesting. You find yourself in a sitcom and you know that right now you are a guest star, but your existence will end.
Whoa.
Once you're not a guest star anymore. So you have to make
it. You ham it up to that studio.
Yeah, you do.
You have to.
You
need to become a recurring.
Just what being an actor is.
Yeah. It really is.
Like once your 3-episode arc ends, you no longer exist.
Shit.
It's back to Geico commercials for you, motherfucker.
If you're lucky. Golly.
Seriously. Yeah, I mean, I think you just gotta ham it up to the audience.
Yeah, you gotta stick with it.
You gotta, like, even if you don't really want to be in a relationship with the main person, you have to get yourself in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man.
Well, that's rough.
I mean, that's a scary life, right?
I mean, I can't imagine many more scarier things. Here, like, what could be worse?
Like what? Like the end of the world?
Like surviving a nuclear blast?
How would that even happen?
How would you survive the fallout? Thank you for meeting me almost halfway on that one. I had to hold on the up for a while. It's like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die right now.
Fallout 76 is out today.
It was out a couple days ago, I think.
Recently.
Maybe you're playing it. Maybe you're playing an MMO that you don't want to be playing.
Yeah, well, or that you don't want to be playing as an MMO.
Yeah, you want to be playing as single player.
You mentioned that in the text. I'm pretty far removed from the world of Fallout. What is the MMO problem with this game?
So usually, okay, so Bethesda is the game developer, the studio, and they make the Fallout games. Mm-hmm. Usually the Fallout games are like, you're fucking around in the wasteland. It's like they do Skyrim too, so it's like
it's like an intensely like long and involved single player experience where you are just getting lost in this giant world and like forging your own path. Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah, and pretty much only interacting with NPCs or non-player characters. And this game,
Fallout 76,
which is not the 76th in the series, yes, as you thought.
I asked that question, and that, I guess, is just an example of how little I know about the series. So, yes.
I skimmed the text. I thought it was a valid question.
Right? It's called, why name it a number?
Yeah.
Is it apostrophe 76?
No. It's Vault 76. So, different games, you either come out of different vaults.
76 is one of the earlier vaults to open.
Is this the earliest?
Yeah, I think it might be the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be the earliest in the like timeline that you get to play, aside from Fallout 4's like prelude, which is like, yeah, you're sure, before the great event.
Is this the seventh or sixth in the series?
It's kind of the fifth, but there was a semi-sequel to three. Sixth?
Because Fallout New Vegas is right in between 3 and 4. So, and New Vegas is such a big game, I would say it's
kind of its own game. Yeah.
So, I think it's kind of the 5th/6th.
Okay.
Not enough. It's not 7th.
But where it's different is that it is an MMO. So, like, you're playing this game with other people who are also populating the same world. And it's not like a solo landscape that you can just traverse on your own. You're always going to be interacting with real people who have the ability to, like, nuke entire fucking towns or like, be marauders or, you know, whatever. Like, you don't
just, like, be, like, rude 12-year-old boys.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I think, yeah, and they did, and here's the thing. I don't know why they thought we would be excited for that. I think because when Elder Scrolls Online came out, everyone was like, oh, tight, dude. Because like,
this that was the sarcasm. Same, mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the same game studio that mm-hmm. they did Elder Scrolls. And so they just announced that they're doing another Elder Scrolls game. But prior to that, they had made Skyrim, and everyone was like, oh, I love Skyrim. I love Skyrim. I want to play more of it.
Yeah, Skyrim, one of the all-time greats.
Yes. And then they were like, we're doing this other game, Elder Scrolls Online. You're going to love it. But it kind of was shitty and glitchy, and like, people sucked on it.
But the people that liked Elder Scrolls Online were like into it. I feel like that's
very into it. Very into it. And there are people now that are into Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah. And I think that'll be the same thing that happens with Fallout 76. Like, it'll find its own group of people that are into it. And then everyone else will just be like, well, I'll just wait for Fallout 5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's what it's going to be. I think that there are going to be people that'll be into it. I just wish we had another one.
It seems like a cool game, but I don't want to play with a bunch of other people.
No, I don't want anybody talking to me.
Yeah. First, we were like, maybe we should do ships where we're like, no, I'd like keep it to myself ship.
Yeah.
But instead, we're doing Fallout ships.
Yeah.
Whatever that means to mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Kelly, you got a Fallout ship?
I do. Are any of you familiar with the movie Night of the Comet?
No.
That sounds
I was
vaguely
100% gonna talk about Night of the Comet.
Yay! I fucking love that movie.
It's great.
It's so good. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's very fun, very silly, mm-hmm. very like 80s bliss.
Yeah.
For me, it's a non romantic. I just love the sisters, Regina and Samantha. I really like
them. You were gonna go for the DJ, dude?
I saved that for you. I just
is
I
this
love...
a dude named DJ or a DJ?
No, isn't he a radio DJ? Am
he's
I
a name? Radio DJ because they come across here's an thing. Abandoned
Wait,
radio.
We
got to
start
station.
At the beginning.
Okay, here's the beginning.
there's a night. There's a comet. And it everyone knows it's coming.
Uh-huh. And there's like people excited
parties about it. And they're wearing like Independence Day. We're all just idiots. Sure. They're like, aliens!
Oh, yay! Whatever. You know that's exactly where I'm going to be.
Yes. Yes. And you would be one of the in the shelter people. Being like, oh my God, Colin's not answering his phone.
That's don't spend your whole night calling me. I might just be at an awesome party.
We'll send you a couple
hey,
texts.
People are having
it's
comet
the first
parties.
Night of the rest of my life. I have time to call you.
So here's the thing. So you're going to be one of those people wearing those comet headbands with the like things. Like people are excited. They're like, yay, the comet.
Sister's mom. She's one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, and the logic in this game is, or in this movie is a little shaky. So some people get affected by the like radiation.
They get turned to ash.
Yeah, but then also Infinity people War turn style. Like,
or maybe they don't ash. I thought they ash.
They get like
no. A lot of people did ash, but then there's like people that also like they get it, and then it like slowly takes them a while.
Yeah,
to...
some of them. Yeah, but is luckily it... the sisters were in a concrete room in the garage.
Mm. Well, one oh, was at the movie.
Oh, is that
thing.
Right?
Is that where she works? She like fell right. Right. She goes there and she like she's at the movie theater, which happens to be made of concrete. It doesn't really make sense. The other one is in a garden shed.
Yes,
that's like steel and concrete, which mm-hmm. also protects her. It's not. Let's not worry about
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
They go on the run. It's a romping good time.
They get to go do one of my fantasies. Post-apocalyptic mall shopping.
Yeah.
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 It's just all the shit you want and no people working there, no money exchanged. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a, they're,
wait,
they're...
wait, you can get everything you want without buying it?
Uh-oh. What's that called?
Oh, uh-oh. Is that a property
dead.
Crime? Is it
no.
a property crime?
No, not when everyone's dead.
Wow, here's the it thing. Seems like it's still totally a crime, even though it is a victimless crime.
Post-apocalyptic yeah. Ryan is a different Ryan.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I changed.
She truly is. She's wearing spiky shoulder pads and everything.
Yeah, yep, for sure. So then, like, they're on the run, then they get separated, and then these scientists come, and, like, they think that one of the sisters is infected.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have to kill you, but then the lady scientist likes the younger sister, yeah. and so she instead just, like, knocks her out,
mm-hmm.
Which I didn't
Wait,
get the
she
first.
Likes her, so she knocks her out?
Doesn't kill her.
Instead of killing her. She's like, yeah, I'll kill her, because they think she's infected, but she's not. Like, I don't know why they think she's infected.
Yeah.
And then...
So wait, what happens to the infected people? They become, like, comet monsters?
Hold on. I think some of them are, like, zombie-ish, aren't they?
Yeah. I really remember the mall scene really hard.
So I've kind of been picturing, like, Planet Terror. Like, big, like, boils and, like, radiation burns and, like, kind of evil eyes and stuff like that. Is that anywhere
near... But also
near...
with, like, a hint of zombie?
Yeah, exactly. Is that kind of in
okay,
the wheelhouse?
Let's see here. Yeah, they're zombies. They turn into zombies.
Yeah.
Just straight up zombies.
Yeah, if they're affected. So that's the whole thing is like...
This is a complicated comet.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, right. So they hear a DJ and they're like, we have to go yeah. find... That's right. The DJ guy, he's actually not, right? He's not actually a DJ, but yeah. he was... steel protects them.
Yes.
That's
it's
right.
Steel. It's not concrete.
Very silly.
I apologize.
So Shaquille O'Neal shows up in a metal suit with right. a big hammer and fights back the comet. Steel yep. protects them. I'm going with it.
No, I understand. I understand the reference.
I don't get it. What is it?
It's a reference to a film called Steel.
Oh.
Starring
Shaquille
O'Neal.
Great.
And it's based on a comic.
Yeah, he's
and
a DC
he was
character.
One of the
he was one of the four replacement
posts,
Superman.
Yeah, he was one of the yeah. replacement Superman. But that isn't the storyline that the movie is.
I he's just have not
Steel.
Seen the movie. I don't.
But you didn't I mean, see Steel. Every Shaquille O'Neal movie? Did you not see Blue Chip?
Wait, which one?
Who
is
are
Blue?
You?
No, which I did not see Blue Chip. Chip.
It's the Nick Nolte college basketball ethics movie.
Oh, I have not seen Blue Chip.
I think it's a fake university, so they could like get into real shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But Shaquille O'Neal is a Blue Chip prospect.
Uh huh.
And I think they like pay money and. Do bad things.
So they're telling the the Shaquille O'Neal story.
It's
probably
like the Shaquille O'Neal story. For some reason, I'm picturing him in UCLA colors, but it couldn't have been UCLA. UCLA would not have let this movie.
Oh, sure,
exist.
Sure. Kind of like how the air up there was also UCLA colors,
but it couldn't be.
But they couldn't actually be UCLA.
Or like, what is that other one? Well, I guess Necessary Roughness is a made up school too.
I haven't seen that one.
With Kathy Ireland as the kicker.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's okay. It's a and Jason Bateman. Okay, hold
and
on. Yeah.
Wait, but there's political fallout. We can go with it.
Okay, it's called. Oh my God, Scott Bakula as a quarterback who. Oh my God. Okay, so college football team, they all get kicked off for drugs or grades or something.
Great,
except for Jason Bateman, whose dad is one of the is really rich and whatever. He's a dork and no one liked him, so whatever. Then, so they have to field a team. There are multiple weird things happen. One, the coach, who might be Hector Elizondo, I think it is, decides to do Iron Man. Is that what it's called when you are just, you play offense and defense?
Football? I'm familiar with that.
I'm also familiar
it's
with
It's not
that
a thing anyone ever does, so it's a weird term.
I'm familiar with the term playing both ways, which is when you play an offensive and defensive position.
But it's like the whole, there's only 13 people on the team.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
yeah, they
okay.
only field, so... So they have the 11 who play both, and then they have Scott Bakula, who is he was a blue chip prospect, but then his dad died, so then he had to go back to the farm, and now he's like 35, and they bring him to college football, and he's a quarterback.
And Kathy Ireland is the kicker.
Yeah, and there's a Hawaiian man who plays offense and defensive line. Who is like very sweet on Kathy Ireland. But nice. Who wouldn't be? She's Kathy Ireland. It's
sure,
the 90s.
Sure, yeah.
Is this almost the same as The Replacements?
It sounds bad.
It predates The Replacements.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's college, and it has Kathy Ireland. But yes.
It's the same movie.
Awesome.
Like, oh my God. In the alternate universe where I own like a drive-in theater where I get to program my own double features.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect double feature.
Absolutely a double feature.
That's awesome. Mogi, that is such a good Fallout ship.
I don't even have a ship in there.
Oh, not the Hawaiian guy in Kathy Ireland? You don't think it's going to work?
No, I mean, they're cute. They're fine.
Yeah.
I kind of want her to like have her own life.
Mm.
Not get bogged down in this football thing.
Mm-hmm.
Football's dangerous.
It is dangerous for everyone, really.
Do you have a Fallout ship that isn't football related?
It isn't football related. It also may not be like Fallout. All right, so mine also has a comet in it, which is pretty cool.
Cool, dude. Oh my God, it's so cool.
Isn't that like such a fun little coincidence? It is.
Guys, I don't want to spoil anything, but mine's got a comet in it too.
Are you being for real?
Yeah.
Is it Bill Haley in the comet?
No, I'm not going to spoil any further.
Okay, so this week on Comet
Ships.
Also
not the dog from Full House.
Oh, that was my next guess. You knew it.
So... Mine comes from the 2011 film Attack the Block. Has everyone seen this one?
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't know if I've seen this one either, actually.
Oh, bro.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I heard it's really good. I've been wanting to see it a lot.
It's John Boyega.
I bet it's good.
It's so good. It's John Boyega, I believe, as the legend goes, was found in just an open casting call of London Tufts.
Okay, that's an interesting
casket.
Open casket.
I believe you. I was like,
was
what
found
the fuck
in an
are you
open
talking
casket.
I believe he was laying
an actual comet fell into his funeral.
And he rose from
the dead.
Yes, from
it
the
may
radiation.
Have been an open
3 days
call, but I think
later.
He went to like the Royal Academy
of
Dramatic
Arts. Like is he like a legend? Okay.
I mean, because Shiri also did.
Whom?
Letitia Wright.
Mm.
They went to school together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They used to talk. They used to dream about being famous someday.
So I mean,
here they are.
We'll disregard that part of it. It's still a really good movie. So here's the
sorry. What movie are we talking about?
Attack the Block.
Attack the Block. Open
so
casket funeral.
In the Attack the Block, these this group of kids, they're like a gang of young toughs. They're pretty much running like the tenement building in that mm-hmm. they all live in. They're like the young gang, and they're like mugging people and stuff like that. This is where the story starts. And one of our main characters, Sam, is walking home from her car back to her apartment. Unbeknownst to the kids, she lives in the same building as them. So if they had known that, she would have been off limits. They don't know that.
Got it.
So they mug her pretty viciously. They pull knives. They steal jewelry off of her person. They push her to the ground. It's pretty scary. Mm. Then the real shit goes down.
What?
Fucking glowing greenish blue asteroids start falling all over London.
What?
The sky is filled with them. They're crashing all over the place.
It's crazy.
Super glowy. The kids, first just curious, are like, "What? Let's go take a look at that. That's crazy."
Sure.
They go to investigate it, and then from inside this glowing stone are these terrifying, like, neon teeth. And a terrible beast comes out.
Yuck.
And
beast
is this
teeth?
When Pogo gets eaten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pogo, is Pogo a dog or a person?
A dog.
Aww.
Yeah, so Pogo's
it's real
tough.
Rough, bruv.
Yeah, truth.
Ooh.
Huh?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Are we joined by two members of the cast of That's Attack right. the Block?
I'm John Boyega.
I guess I'm Jody Whittaker.
Yep. Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool, cool,
well,
cool.
So that is.
Oh wait, is that your ship?
That is my ship, Jody Whittaker and John Boyega. And I thought maybe you would have a problem with it because of the reveal at the end, where you find out that Moses, John Boyega's character, is 15.
But that's he's the twist.
Still, it's part
well,
of
it's
it.
A the rub- twist. He's 15.
It's.
And it's a twist.
Well, she's a grown-up.
She's a grown-up, and he's like a great like leader, and he's fearless, and he's strong, and he's in John Boyega's body.
He's a very strong 15-year-old.
Right.
He's like really like I get the feeling of like I'm going on a roller coaster when I look at him.
Well, here's the thing. Here's why
Hold
it works.
Hold on. Question. Yes. That's a twist? So the whole, like, the twist is
it's
like...
It's not the twist. It's, go see the movie before you start dumping
it's like,
on
it's like
it.
A Shyamalan-style twist.
No,
like,
it's...
No, he was 15 the whole time. Like,
here's the thing. It's just a wrench into the ship.
Yes, it's like the movie is sending you along this road where they're like sort of falling for each other and
does
stuff like
that. Does
she
get past it? Do they get past it?
Does she have a kid?
And is the kid 15?
No, she doesn't have a kid.
Because that would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. She lives alone. But, so I mean, I don't know. Maybe she has a kid. She doesn't live with her kid. We don't know. The movie doesn't say. But here's why it works. So she finds out. She goes into his apartment as they're, like, setting a trap for the aliens. Mm-hmm. And that's when she sees, like, his Spider-Man blanket and stuff like that. And she's like, oh, do you have a little brother?
That's right.
And he's like, no, this is my room. And she's like, how old are you? He's like, 15. And she's like, oh, you don't look 15. But then to kill the aliens, they have to like fucking cause all these explosions and all this crazy mayhem. And Moses ends up like jumping off the side of the building. And it's like super fucking cool and exciting.
Yeah.
But then the police show up and like classic fucking police style. They're like, oh, there's no such thing as aliens. We're going to blame this young poor boy because he's a ruffian. He's got a record. Mm. He escaped. So the movie ends with Moses being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon with some of his homies and everyone on the street just going, Moses, Moses. And it's fucking dope.
Because he just saved the block.
Yeah.
So Moses, he's going to go to juvenile corrections.
And you
presumably until he comes of age, he gets out. Who's waiting for him?
No.
Hometown hero. This is kind of a Mogi ship. Yeah. He goes away.
He goes
He's
away.
Coming back home.
Comes back home to the block. Sam's still there.
He comes back home.
Like,
he's
okay,
older.
No. He gets out of... Here's how it is. He gets out of juvenile detention.
Okay.
And he goes into the
Marines.
why are you going to ruin him? Why can't he be... The tough Moses we love.
Or Royal
he's
Air Force.
Only 18 right
Royal
now.
Royal Air Force. He goes
needs
in the Royal
to be
Air Force.
He's 24
British.
At least.
He's British. He's British.
Kelly's like, sure, I didn't know
he's
British.
In the
British
RAF.
Military.
You're right. He flies because he's good at fighting aliens.
Yeah,
that's pretty
then
cool.
Then aliens are in the sky. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you. So he goes. He joins the RAF.
Yep.
He meets Prince Harry there. It's weird, but it's fine. Moves on. Then he comes home.
Uh-huh.
To see his mom.
So now he's like 22.
He's 24.
Does a 6-year stint? He goes from 4 years in jail to 6 years in the military?
Yes, to make this appropriate.
Sam's going to be like 40 by the time he gets home.
She's been married and divorced.
Oh, okay. All right.
And she actually doesn't live in the block anymore. She has a house.
Oh, okay.
Out in the...
No, keep going. Yeah. This is just getting further and further from my fantasy.
She has... stayed friends with his mom.
Oh.
I think it's just Moses.
I think you're working against yourself now.
Friends with the mom.
Friends with the
well,
mom.
No,
with
like,
the mom.
Friend,
friends
like,
with
like,
the
checks
mom.
In
also,
with her
isn't
and, like,
Moses' mom out of the picture? Isn't it just Moses and his uncle?
She's been checking in with the uncle.
Okay.
Because she cares about Moses, but she knows, like, if she's around Moses, she's going to make choices that are not
good. Healthy for her. So, and for him.
But she checks in, and she, like, takes care of the uncle sometimes. And then she's there bringing the uncle a lasagna.
What?
And Moses.
One of those famous British lasagnas.
That's what you do when you care about someone, Kelly. You make the lasagna.
Fish. Cold fish and boiled eggs. And I brought you an English lasagna.
It's got potatoes and beef.
You can put a dash of salt on it if you like.
It's good, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Anyway, we've now alienated all of our listeners across the pond.
Our UK listeners, you know what your food tastes like.
Holy shit.
I like British food. I like British food, yeah.
Okay.
And I think that British people can make
lasagna.
Right, again, you're making it worse.
They can certainly bake.
You know what, Brits? You can make lasagnas if you really want to.
Go to the store. Get some cheese. Get some Stouffer's.
Oh. Mm.
Whoa.
Go to the frozen section. Find a Stouffer's.
And then also get more cheese on it.
Yeah.
And tweet all of your complaints at rmogi.
I'll take it.
Send us pictures of your British lasagna, please.
British lasagna. Hashtag British lasagna.
I'm just trying to get us away from the barely legal territory.
Okay, so now I get it. So she's not living on the block. She's gotten a nice home from her first husband in the divorce. I'm adding a bit of salt, if you will.
Well, it's funny because her first husband actually was a leader in the police department.
My first husband was a lasagna. A lasagna. I loved him.
And I hated Mondays.
Wait, hold on.
Garfield comes in the picture. He's ready to fuck.
But it's okay because he spent 6 years in the Air Force.
So he is jacked.
Jack Garfield. Hold on. I'm going to look up some Jack Garfield fan art.
Deviant art.
There's a bunch of Jack Garfield art.
Wait, no. Is there really?
There definitely
is. Wait, why have you seen it?
I don't want to share.
Tell me. How did you find it? Please tell me.
No, it's only... I forget who was sharing... someone on Twitter was sharing images of Jack Garfield, and I don't remember why. But I looked at a lot of them. Because Garfield...
Oh, my God. I love Mondays. Back to the work site. No more nagging wife.
There we go.
Loves Mondays.
Jack Garfield.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, you don't need it.
He looks like a Dorito.
That one looks like it's from the series. Oh, that is... Whoa.
No!
Every time.
Jacked Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger's already covered.
He's already jacked as shit.
Jacket.
Do you guys think it's...
He could jack it more.
Tony the Tiger is the Steve Guttenberg of cartoon... cartoon.
He is.
Serial cartoons.
Serial killers.
Oh my God.
Tony is jacked.
Patrick, do you have some Fallout shit?
Sure. I know I've talked about Final Fantasy VII on the show a bunch of times before.
So many times.
Thank you. Please let me do it again.
Take place in a post-apocalyptic world?
Kinda, yeah. So, what? It does. It takes place in post-apocalyptic world in that they have drained the planet of all of its resources. It is dying. And, like, in the climax of everything, there is a meteor coming to, like, crash into Earth. And in, like, the Earth's death throes, it has this this thing called Spirit, which, like, comes and, like, collects at the impact site to, like, stop the planet from actually being destroyed. But, like... Throughout the course of the game, everything is, like, reeling from, like, radiation and, like, everything is just fucked, right? Yeah. Like, the whole planet is just in a constant state of decay. You spend the first 8 hours of the game in, like, a metropolis city that has, like, collapsed on itself through, like, corruption and just, like, infrastructure being fucked. So, like, it is very much a post-apocalyptic game.
2018,
we're living Final Fantasy VII right now.
Great.
But there's, like, the central ship in the game is one that I didn't really have too much attachment for, except for, like, the attachment that I had as, like, a 12-year-old kid playing Final Fantasy VII. And it's between Cloud and Aeris. And Eris is a flower girl in the slums of Midgard, which is the city that you start in. And Cloud is like the mercenary hero of the game. And she's like sweet to him and kind of like gets through his kind of like craggy, you know, tough guy facade. But like the game's not written or like translated particularly well. So it never really like hit me how like powerful this relationship can be until recently. I started watching Tim Rogers' video series on the translation, the English translation of Final Fantasy VII, and it's great. It's a 10-part, currently, 10-part series where he's playing both the English version and the Japanese version and, like, breaking down really minuscule, really subtle, like, this is what it says in Japanese and this is how it conveys Eris's personality differently than the American version does. And there's so much more, like, sadness and nostalgia and like longing for a time before the world fell apart in Eris and how she connects to Cloud like through those like little subtleties. I just, first of all, watching this video series has made me want to go back and play Final Fantasy VII again.
How many times would that be for you?
Well I haven't played it since like 1990, you know, six. But I, you know, that year I probably played it four times all the way through. I love that game. But yeah, so it just, I have a whole new like appreciation for like the actual depth of these characters. And so I want like, I want to experience that relationship again.
That sounds really nice.
The video series is awesome. It's called Found in Translation and it's on Kotaku. And it's so fucking good.
So is it, does he cover like a lot of, like Japanese and American?
Like he'll break down, he'll have like the script from you know, from the Japanese side and from the English side and be like, okay, so here's what the original text said, here's like a machine translation of it, and like here are the little nuances that are missed between here and here. He's also like just a funny video maker, and so like he's, it's the way he like crafts a narrative around all of it and like brings in his own experiences of living in Japan for 10 years. And then they're just like learning the language by like moving there and like, so like everything, every, insight he has into the Japanese language and like how it reveals character is also like tied back into his own life. And like, I don't know, the whole thing feels like very personal and cool. And just made me super fucking excited about Final Fantasy VII and that relationship.
That sounds really cool. It made me, that like made me want to play that game. Cause I've actually never played any of the Final Fantasy games.
Well, so the version of Final Fantasy VII that's on PlayStation 4 right now has an updated translation. And I don't know if it's like better, or like, you know, on par with the like kind of things that Rogers suggests as he's going through the video, but it's improved from the, you know, 1995 release.
So does that mean that so they recast the voices and everything for that?
No voice acting, it's all text.
Interesting.
Yes,
that's really cool.
Yeah, it was my like big exciting find from this week was Found in Translation.
Oh, cool!
Made me really happy. Cool.
That's awesome. That's a good ship.
Thanks. Good job.
Did we do everyone's ships?
Did we do everyone's ships? Well, Mogi had a de facto football ship, but did you have did you have a Fallout ship that you prepared?
Okay, so my backup in case Kelly talked about Night of the Comet was I don't think, here's the thing. Apocalypses are very sad.
They are.
Yes.
I don't always want to see romance after. So I decided to play with the term Fallout. And this is a relationship in which they have a falling out about 3/4 of the way through the movie.
So this is any rom-com.
It's not.
It's like, oh, well, the end of the second act. Does it feel like your main characters may not get together?
It's a romance. It's not a rom-com. It's a drama.
Oh,
about two best friends. And it's called Beaches. And
I've never seen.
Starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
No,
that's the beach.
Wow, I can't believe you fucking said
and
that.
And it's great.
Just kidding. Beaches is Bette Midler and Barbara something, and. What is that? No, I can't remember her name. But it's the two of them, they meet when they're kids. Bette Midler is like a dancer and very like showy, and her best friend is more conservative. And then they go through their lives like best friends and having like with very different ideas of things. And then Barbara Hershey, thank you, Colin. And they play Cece, Bloom, and Hillary. And so Hillary is a snob, but she also like she and Cece are best friends. They grow up, and then Hillary falls in love with Cece's boyfriend. Ooh. It's bad.
Oh no!
But then
is that the cause of the fallout?
That and then like a lifetime of resentments. Because there's a song called "Wind Beneath My Wings." Now imagine if you are the one who's cold in the shadow. Like that song really isn't a balm to you.
Right.
That song is just like pointing out that you've been overlooked and mistreated. So Barbara Hershey has to be like, Cece, you toxic. I'm out.
Yeah.
So she does. And Cece's like, because she's Bette Midler. And then they reconnect. And you know what happens?
What?
Barbara Hershey now has a kid who's like 12. The kid is about the same age as Cece and Hillary were when they met. She doesn't just have a kid. She also...
also has a dog
named Pogo.
She also has cancer.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I love that. Please. Oh my god. Tell me. She says, she hey, also. If you like the fact that I have a kid,
you may be interested to know that I also have cancer.
Oh my god. Like the paperclip and the fucking Microsoft programs.
It looks like you have a kid.
Would you also have like cancer?
So she dies and she leaves her baby, her kid, to Cece to raise.
Oh.
And at first...
he goes to juvenile detention.
No, it's a girl.
She goes to juvenile detention for 6 years. Then she joins the Royal Air Force.
No, there's no fucking your friend's kid. It's very sweet.
That is not a rule that I agree to, by the way.
Oh my god, please agree to that rule, Patrick. I'm asking you as a friend. Even one with no children.
Nope. But I need a commitment from you.
Just agree to not fuck your friend.
After 24, all bets are off.
You're so gross, dude. You're so fucking gross, dude.
He's just got all these pamphlets for the Royal Air Force.
What, you have a fucking advent calendar for the day that our future children turn 24?
That's so disgusting.
Nasty ass.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So she leaves her daughter to her friend.
And then, first, of course, the daughter is a snobby bitch, just like her mom was. Oh. But then... they figure it out together. And so they're friends again.
So how much of the movie is post adoption?
Yeah.
Maybe just like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. So it is kind of like an epilogue of sorts.
I mean, it is, but like it's kind of the final. It doesn't have a traditional like climax and then falling action.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of because the climax is like your friend's dead. Mm. And then I guess it is falling action, but there's still conflict.
Right. It's almost like...
it's like the end of Lord of the Rings when they get back to Hobbiton and realize that it's been taken over by... I'm talking about the books now. And been taken over by Saruman. Which one is the wizard and which one is the Dark Lord?
Sauron is the Dark
Sauron
Lord.
Sauron is the Saruman. Eye of Sauron.
Yeah.
And then Saruman is the
Saruman
other
is
dude.
Back at Hobbiton. And
honestly,
he's like,
I only know the answer
up.
To that because I know that Sauron is the eye.
Yeah.
That's
I
good.
Have no idea who the fuck Saruman is.
He's Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's like the guy that wants to fight Gandalf.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't like you because we both have the same look.
Right.
We've gone out for so many of the same roles. I am not into this.
He's like, I'm so tired of sitting in the audition room with you, dude.
No, I like
you. And
to
then going home
were...
and watching the movie with you in it.
I hate when I see your name signed in because I know I'm not going to get the part.
Christopher Lee was a class act. I'm sure he never held a grudge.
No, he didn't say it out loud.
He didn't say it out
British.
Loud.
He is British.
Is he British?
Yeah.
Yeah, British people.
He suffered
just...
in science. Silence.
He, I believe, Christopher Lee was in the RAF during World War II.
That Whoa. Is facts from college.
I think it's true. Christopher Lee, he's led a very fascinating life.
Here's the thing: you can
he
ask.
Led it. He
yeah,
led it.
He led it. He led he it. Has let it go past him now.
Yes, he's over it.
He's no longer
that's,
the lead.
That's how all deceased people feel about life. They're just done with it.
Over it.
Check, please.
And then you discover him in an open casket.
Oh my god. Kelly, can you please have that be your last words?
Check, please? Or just you want her to die right now?
Oh, my God.
And give me your children for Patrick to fuck.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.